Then they took away the stone from that place where the dead man was laying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, now if that had been me, I'd have done it a little different. I would have lifted up my voice and said, but Jesus lifted up his eyes and said. You see what he did? If he's going to be the one that releases the sound, he has to lift his eyes above the circumstances and situation. He's not going to continually to be tangled up in their issue right there. He's going to look at a different place. And I'm just here to tell you, you guys are called to carry something that releases a sound into darkness, and you got to get your eyes above the political mess. You got to get your eyes above the temporal things of the music industry and that culture and the entertainment industry and that culture. You got to carry something that's more powerful than the present situation. And you got to walk into those situations no matter what the timing looks like or how bad it stinks or what the club is you're playing or what the nation is, how many dark ghoulies and powers and principalities rule and reign over the region and all that stuff. You're going to be walking in there as one who's going to lift their eyes above it and say, Lord, this is me and you. God, this is me and you. And look at the things he was saying. I know. He said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. And he says, I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing here, it's a bunch of knotheads that don't understand. I'm only saying this for them because, that they may believe and know that you sent me. And now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice. Look at there. It has gone from the groan to the weep to the cry of a loud voice. He's raising it up. And when he lifts up his voice, he says, Lazarus, come forth. Now when he said that, I know you've heard it said, you know, he had to say Lazarus. He had to be very specific because the authority of his voice, if he hadn't said Lazarus, he'd have unloaded the whole graveyard, guys. I mean, every tomb, and I'd have 200 mummies he's got to mess with.